Hello, and welcome to On the Leading Edge with Leading Edge Real Estate, where we explore what it takes to build and operate a successful real estate brokerage, how to grow and scale your real estate business, and how to market and promote yourself to become the go-to real estate expert in your community. At Leading Edge, we understand and truly believe in a holistic approach to work and life, and we help real estate professionals get there through state-of-the-art technology, innovative training, and a culture that empowers all to flourish. Let's get started. Hey everyone, it's Christine George, President of Marketing at Leading Edge Real Estate, and today I'm going to talk to you about building your brand when you're new in the business. So I work with quite a few agents here at Leading Edge Real Estate, and I see quite a few new agents joining the business each year. And there's one mistake I see them make more than any other, and that is that they brand themselves prematurely, meaning that they get caught up in the upfront marketing of their personal brand before they even have clients. Now, I know when you're starting a new business or a new endeavor, it gets really exciting to think about, okay, what's my logo going to look like? What's the name of my endeavor going to be? What colors am I going to use? What is my website going to look like? What should I look like on social media? Do I have a tagline? Should I have a tagline? Should I not have a tagline? And I mean, that's all the sexy stuff. I've been a marketer for a really long time. And I've loved marketing branding since I was really young. So you might think that I'd be a big supporter of, you know, sort of the sexy part of personal branding, and I am. But here's what I'll tell you. I'm an even bigger believer that the most important part of building your brand is knowing your voice, your value proposition, and who your audience is. So knowing your voice, knowing your value proposition, and who your audience is the single most important thing in terms of building your personal brand when you first start out. And so for most agents, that means getting some momentum and doing a few deals first. So it's like anything that's evolving. You know, you might think, I like purple and I want to, you know, name my business, you know, Homes North of Boston, and I have a lot of, you know, friends with young millennial children, and I'm going to service them. And then, you know, you start working in the business, and what you might realize is that none of those things are happening. None of those things are relevant to who you're serving or, you know, what your messaging is. You might find that actually the people who you're serving are, you know, your peers, or they are, you know, peers and colleagues of your peers. I mean, what you might find is that you have preferences that you didn't realize you had, or that you end up serving a population that you didn't realize would be even relevant for you. And then you have to kind of start all over again. So the other thing that I think happens with a lot of new agents is they get so caught up in sort of this what I'm calling the sexy part of personal branding, that when they actually go to do a deal, they, you know, get really nervous because you don't really have any confidence until you're actually out there doing the deal. So your first order of business really should be to try to get some momentum and get, you know, as many transactions behind you as possible so that you're building your confidence. So if you're a new agent to the business, here's my recommendation for building your personal brand. Before you get to sort of that sexy part where you're creating logos and color palettes and taglines and things like that, here's where I would suggest you start. The number one place to start when you're a new agent to the business is to start with your SOI. And SOI is really your sphere of influence. Now, when you start out in the business, you don't have any past clients. So your sphere of influence really is centered around your friends, your family, former colleagues, people that you've done business with. Maybe it's your hairstylist, your accountant, your financial advisor, your attorney. You know, it could be numerous people, your landscaper, anybody who you have come across in your life, who you've done business with, you're friends with, you've gone to college with, you worked with in the past. These are the people that we call people within your sphere of influence. And this is really where you want to start. And as your sphere of influence grows over time, this will continue to be your biggest source of business, the place where you should always lean into and make sure you're staying in touch with. So a few ways in which you can start with your SOI are, number one, follow the, you know, stay in touch system. So that would mean making regular calls to the people in your sphere. So I recommend, you know, making a list of maybe it's five people a day, maybe it's an hour a day and you catch, you know, three people. Whatever it might be, just set a goal for the number of people you are going to reach out to every single day via phone. The second way to stay in touch is to write personal notes. And this is one of my favorites because people don't really receive personal notes very often anymore. So it's a nice touch when you spend a couple of minutes to handwrite something personal and something that's, you know, personal and relevant to the person that you're writing to. I suggest doing 15 to 20 of these per month. And then the third way is through social media engagement. And this is relatively, you know, still relatively new within our business in the last, you know, social media has come a long way in the last 10 years. But it is a phenomenal way to touch as many people as possible in the shortest amount of time. Now, I know I can see your eyes rolling already. You know, a lot of people just, they don't like social media. It's a time suck. There are so many different social media options because there's so many different platforms and they continue to grow and people get confused and overwhelmed about which platform they should be on and how much time they should be spending. And here's what I will tell you. Find the one or two or three platforms that really resonate with you, the ones that you find yourself spending the most time on. And for most people, that's going to be Facebook, Instagram, and maybe LinkedIn. And wherever you are, just choose to be in those places. Maybe it's just Facebook, or maybe it's just Instagram, or maybe it's all three. But wherever you are, spend 20 minutes a day. And this is really important because when you think about, you know, how many of you are like me and you sit down at the end of a day or at the beginning of a day and you start scrolling through your social media feed and then you find it's like 2 hours later and you really should be getting to bed and getting some rest, you know? It's very easy to get completely distracted and sucked into your news feed. So my recommendation is to set your timer for 20 minutes or maybe 30 minutes each day. I like to do it in the morning, and you go through your newsfeed and you engage very intentionally with your friends and your followers on social media. So it's not just kind of going through your newsfeed and just clicking like. It's actively engaging through meaningful comments, you know? So if somebody had a birthday, or if somebody had a baby, or a child who graduated, or a new job, or whatever it might be, or is just really, you know, proud of their kid, or, you know, whatever it might be. So actively engage by actually saying something. So, oh, your child is adorable, or congratulations, I can't believe, you know, Susie is graduating from college already. Where does the time go? You know, so just be really intentional, be, you know, super personal, and just engage actively. Now, these are people who are already within your sphere on social media. You know, these are people who you call friends. It's a great way to continue to stay in touch with people, to nurture the relationships that you already have. And then as you start to build your business, what you're going to find is your social media friends and followers will grow. And then you, and in that way, you'll continue to be able to stay in touch, stay engaged by being personal and meaningful with them. So starting with your SOI, using the stay in touch system, which means one, making regular calls, two, writing personal notes, and three, engaging intentionally on social media with your friends. So that's number one. Number two is to work as many open houses for other agents as you can. So I can tell you, one, in our market, we are a huge open house market. It's the single best way to maximize your exposure of your listing and get as many people, you know, looking at your property as possible. And in many cases, agents, listing agents need support in working their open houses. So where you have opportunities or even actively put yourself out there within your brokerage as somebody who is available to work open houses for listing agents, that is your single best opportunity for business. Because as those buyers walk in, you can take those buyers' names, their contact information, and then turn around and follow up with them. So that's your single best way to bring in new business and get exposure to potential buyers. Number three, get involved in your local community. So many of you out there and many new agents who join the business are actually already involved in many aspects of their local community. So for many agents, they have kids in the school system and they're involved in the local PTO, or maybe you're a coach, or, you know, maybe you volunteer at your kid's school, or you're involved with parent groups for sports, whatever it might be. If you've got kids in the system, that is a fantastic way to get involved and get to know people in your community in a way that's meaningful to you. Another way is through participation in a local nonprofit organization. You know, maybe, you know, there's a like Habitat for Humanity comes to mind. Maybe you're involved in a local cancer society. I know a lot of people in my community who are involved in autism groups because their children have autism. So whatever organization or cause resonates with you, get involved with it. It's a great way to network yourself with other people and let people know, you know, that you're available as a resource. And then finally, get involved with a local business organization. So maybe you're involved in your local Rotary or a BNI group, or, you know, a local women's business organization, whatever it might be. That's another opportunity to get involved in your local community. So the idea is, the more involved you are, the more you're out there meeting people, the better chance you have of generating business for yourself. Number four is really to create a low investment social media strategy. So I kind of want to preface this by saying, when you're new to the business, I highly recommend that you invest little to no money in your overall marketing strategy and your marketing plan until you have momentum and revenue coming in. The worst thing that you can do is invest a lot of money in marketing and have no business to sort of regenerate. And marketing investment takes a long time to get a return. Any marketing investment that's worthwhile takes anywhere from 18 to 24 months to generate business. And that's a great rule of thumb. So, you know, if you're doing print marketing or investing a ton in your website, or, you know, doing retargeting ads on online, I mean, those things are really great tactics, but they're better once you have momentum and you have steady income coming in. So when you're just starting out, I highly suggest a very low investment, low to no investment in your marketing. So when I say create a low investment social media strategy, what I'm really saying is, you know, put a social media strategy together that's inclusive of both personal and business. So tips, market reports, staging ideas, landscaping ideas, decluttering ideas, whatever it might be. And that this is actually a podcast for another time, but you want to create content that's relevant to the business that you're in, that's informative, educational, or entertaining, and you want to put it out there on your social media platforms, whatever those might be. And again, keep it simple. You know, if you know Facebook, you're comfortable with Facebook, most people are, you know, leverage Facebook. You know, if you know Instagram and you're really comfortable there, you utilize and lean into Instagram, whatever it might be. Find that platform that works for you. Create your content. And then every now and then, boost it. So boosting is, you know, $10 for 3 days or $25 for 5 days. And you don't need to do it all the time. Just every once in a while to generate a little bit more reach, a little bit more engagement, a little bit more activity so that you're communicating and staying top of mind and showing people that you're, you know, you're out there, you're a resource, and you're also an expert. And the last thing that I would do if I were a brand new agent is I would create a monthly email newsletter campaign that would go out to your sphere of influence. Now, I talked about email on an earlier podcast. I firmly believe that it is the best way to stay in touch with clients and prospects. It really is your single most efficient and effective way to communicate with the people that are already in your sphere. You have total control over the message and the content, and it's a low cost way to be able to communicate in a really, you know, one-to-one meaningful way with the people within your sphere. So start with your SOI, work as many open houses for other agents as you can, get involved in your local community, create a low investment social media strategy, and a monthly, at least minimum monthly e-newsletter campaign for your SOI. So the object is really to start transacting, because the more deals you do, the more confident you'll become. And ideally, you know, to do that, you want to get out and as visible as possible with your sphere of influence and inside your community. All right, everyone, that's it for me today. Thanks for listening. If you are enjoying our podcast, I'd love it if you would subscribe, rate, and review it. And of course, share it with your friends. Enjoy the rest of your day, and I'll look forward to seeing you next time on The Leading Edge. Thanks for joining us. If you like our podcast, we'd love it if you'd subscribe and leave us a review. Check us out at leadingedgeagents.com or like us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, or LinkedIn. Thanks so much for listening, and we'll see you on the next episode of On the Leading Edge.